Gloria's icy blue eyes sparkled in the firelight.
I'd be pretty stupid if I did, so that's okay. Maybe I should tell you something about us. You already know what we're looking for, but you don't know how we got this far. Then you tell us about you. Deal?
Deal. Gloria raised her head, staring into the night sky beyond the glow of the campfire, and out into an infinity only she could see. Her nostrils quivered as she began to breathe in a rhythm that took her into a trance state, her eyes misting over.
Long before the time of the Great Darkness, when the old ways became too complex for those that had created them, and the moment of ultimate truth came, the Illuminated One spoke from within the Great Shelter and told of the disaster to come. There were few who listened to them, but among them were our forebears, a small community we'd always been, living in the hill countries and living by our wits and our beliefs. The end times were coming, and so we were ready. We had food and water and the power necessary to survive the long, dark winter. Our people went into hibernation for generations, only re-entering the world when the air was once again clean and the waters flowed like spring. Then we found that much had changed, and yet much had stayed the same. There were people as before, and people that were new. And there were still those who wanted the return of the old ways. They'd guard their secret sites with jealousy, keeping us at bay with the rays of light. They were more colorful than the drabness that had enveloped the land, and yet their very brightness was a mark of the hope to come. For they would lead us to the promised land, the gateway to the future. For generations we have traveled the Deathlands in search of the gateway. It has been a long path, but one which is forever fulfilling. For each step of the way, we learn more about ourselves, preparing for the first step into the gateway and the world of wonders that lie beyond.
She paused, breathing heavily. While they waited for Gloria to continue, the companions dwelled on what she'd just said. Mildred had spent most of the meal prior to Gloria's recitation, observing the way the Warrior Queen had been looking at Jack. It was obvious that she was fascinated by the albino, both for his appearance and also the reticence with which he'd approached the whole meeting. It was obvious that Jack was holding something back, and this fascinated Gloria. Mildred was still worried that whatever was worrying the teen would make him reject even the most innocuous advances from the woman. If that happened, how would she react, and what would this mean for the rest of them? But like the others, Mildred had been jolted from her reverie by the mention of the Illuminated Ones, the secret society from Pre-Dark who'd prepared for the apocalypse and built its own redoubt, was a force that they'd only obliquely crossed, but enough so to realize that it could hold the key to both what the Gate and Mildred's group were searching for.
The manner in which we've traversed these lands and the many battles that we've seen would take an age to detail. It's enough to say that we've remained as we have begun, a tribe led by women against the darkness caused by men, and a tribe dedicated to the new age and the new ways. So, what about you?
Us? I think we're all fascinated by what you just told us, because we have experience of the Illuminated Ones as well.
As simply as he could, Ryan related the events surrounding the companions landing in a private redoubt and finding documents pertaining to the Illuminated One's secret order. How they trekked across a desert and encountered the strangely clad warriors with laser blasters. About Ra, the vill founded by the Illuminated Ones. And of how they believed the order still existed, maintaining a redoubt and stockpile hidden in a secret location.
And perhaps this is the place we're looking for. It certainly sounds like the gateway of your quest. Shit, I'd love to get my hands on one of those blasters that works. We've seen what those rays can do, and that's some firepower. The ones we found were missing a power source, but if I could find that...
It'd be some kind of blaster, right, honey? Hey, you're a man who knows his trade, am I right?
I like to keep blasters good, to keep Plasex and Grenz at hand and in working order, and I like to find new weapons and learn about them. You can never stop learning.
Margia eyed J.B. with an admiration that Mildred found almost as disturbing as the way Gloria had been looking at Jack.
I like your attitude, boy. I think you and me are going to get along just fine.
Think again, bitch!
Seems to me that your quest is ours, too. I think we have to join you.
After swapping more stories designed on both sides to sound out the fighting abilities of either party, the companions were allotted their quarters for the night. A large tent, made from a polyethylene and nylon sheet, molded around flexible tubing, it was roomy enough to house all seven without too much difficulty. When she was sure that no one from the gate was near, Christy spoke to Ryan.
Are you sure we should join them so soon? How do you know we can trust them?
I don't. Not any more than they know they can trust us. Not any more than we could trust anyone. But I do know that I don't want to have to fight them right now, and I also know that we have a common goal. Maybe there'll be problems later on, but right now we need to travel with someone. There's always safety in numbers when you're in unknown territory.
Gate, also unknown territory.
Despite Jack's fears, the next few days moved at an easy, uneventful pace. Doc and Ryan consulted with Gloria over the direction she'd chosen for the tribe to proceed. The two men had spoken at length of the northwesterly direction in which they believed the hidden stockpile to be located, and it would seem that whatever hidden energy line the Warrior Queen was following was running in the same direction. Ryan called upon J.B. to take readings with the mini-sextant, and the result was that the armorer believed Gloria's direction would lead them past the vast emptiness where once had stood the old Washington Predar capital of Seattle, and trace its course around the outskirts of the area, which was the scene of their previous encounter with the Illuminated Ones. Ryan and Gloria's consultation occurred on the second evening, as the gate men assembled camp for the night in a small clearing. Despite the fact that they'd encountered nothing more dangerous than a few low-flying birds and insects, the gate's women kept up their vigilance, not allowing the quietude to lull them into a potentially dangerous sense of security. The camp was built around the spot where the four people, including J.B. and Doc, were seated on a ground sheet, with a few scraps of paper spread around them. The papers consisted of a map Doc had carried with him from the redoubt and some faded maps that Gloria carried. When she didn't consult them, they traveled in her few belongings, parceled carefully, and carried on a pack mule led by Peter, a young man that Gloria favored.
I never gave birth to a child of my own, and his mother Kaya was a good friend. When she died in combat, I swore to take him on as my own, and so it has been.
Certainly Peter was a testament to Gloria's caring side, as he was a tall youth with sleepy eyes and a deceptive quickness of wit and limb, who'd already bonded with Dean. Peter knew the honor that Gloria had bestowed upon him and was fastidious in his care of her belongings, particularly the documents that she carried, as these were sacred and had been handed down. Peter brought her the documents and laid them out carefully on the ground sheet.
These are all that remain of the documents that define us. They were carried from the underground when our people emerged into the light, and they are both guide to the future and reminder of the past.
The documents were faded and worn, with almost nothing readable along the creases where they had been folded for many years, even though Peter now kept them in a metal cylinder, rolled to prevent further damage. The ink had faded over time, and the pulped paper yellowed so that they were sepia with some color tones blending into a faded mush that made parts hard to read. However, there was enough still legible for Ryan and Doc to be able to trace the route they'd so far journeyed.
Dear Ryan, I have the strangest feeling that somewhere in the darkest recesses of my foul imaginings, there is something to do with our course and these redoubts that I once heard of, something that I should recall, but that remains as elusive as the merest wisp of a dream.
Jesus, Doc. With what? The Illuminated Ones?
Doc frowned, as though the very act of concentration were physically painful.
I am certain that it has a connection, but perhaps tangentially. If only I could...
Dark Knight, with maps like this, it should be easy to find the place you're looking for. Gloria, I don't get why you haven't just read the maps and gone. Why follow those energy lines?
You think we wouldn't have done that generations ago if we could? Why don't you think we did?
Doc looked from the paper to the Warrior Queen's face and her piercing blue eyes. Then it came to him. She'd been tracing the map with her fingers all the while they had consulted, but had never actually once looked at it.
By the three Kennedys! You are unable to read the map.
A strange affliction that infected our tribe soon after the coming out. All the newborn of one generation were unable to distinguish the letters and words as